ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 19 टेक्स्ट 21 रिस्पॉन्सिवली प्लीज एतत् दिस एव इंडीड ही सर्टनली Deva, all the demigods, Gayanti, chant, Aho, oh, Amisham, of these inhabitants of Bharatvarsha. Kim, what, Akari, was done. Sobhanam, pious, beautiful activities. Prasanna, pleased, esham, upon them. Sweet, or uta, it is said. Swayam, personally, hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, yai, by whom, janma, birth, labdham, obtain, nrushu, in human society, bharat, ajire, bharat, ajire, in the courtyard of Bharatvarsh. Mukunda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can offer liberation. Seva, Anupaikam, Aupaikam, which is the means of serving. Spriha, desire. He, indeed. Naha, our. Etadeve hi deva gayanti. अहो अमीशाम किम कार्य शोभनम चिंतामणि प्रकर्षद मसुकल्प वृक्ष लक्ष नो दैट्स नॉट इट एतदेव हि देवा गायन्ति अहो अमीशाम किम कार्य शोभनम प्रसन्न एषाम स्विदुत स्वयं हरि यै जन्म ब्लब्धं गुरु भारताजिरे मुकुंद सेवै पैकं स्पृहाहिनः ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्र रुद्र मरुत स्तुणवन्ति दिव्यस्तवै वेदै सांग पद क्रमोपनिषदै एनीवे आई डोंट नो मीटर ओके एतदेव हि देवा गायन्ति अहो अमीशाम किं कार्य शोभनम् प्रसन्न एषाम स्विदुत स्वयं हरि अर्जैन्म बद्धं नृषु भारता जिरे मुकुंद सेवै पैकं स्पृहाहिनः एतदेवे हि देवा गायन्ति अहो अमीशाम किं कार्य शोभनम् प्रसन्न एषाम स्विदुत स्वयं हरि यै जन्म लब्धं नृषु भारताजिरे मुकुंद सेवै पैकं स्पृहाहिना Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Since the human form of life is the sublime position, for spiritual realization, all the demigods in heaven speaks in this way. How wonderful it is for these human beings to have been born in the land of Bharatavarsha. They must have executed pious acts of austerity in the past, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself must have been pleased with them. Otherwise, how could they engage in devotional service in so many ways? We demigods can only aspire to achieve human birth in Bharatvarsh to execute devotional service. But these human beings are already engaged there. Please repeat after me. Since the human form of life is the sublime position for spiritual realization, all the demigods in heaven speak in this way. How wonderful it is for those human beings to have been born in the land of Bharatvarsha. They must have executed pious acts of austerity in the past, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself must have been pleased with them. Otherwise, how could they engage in devotional service in so many ways? We demigods can only aspire to achieve human birth in Bharatvarsh, to execute devotional service. But these human beings are already engaged in their purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. These facts are further explained in Chaitanya Charitamrit Adi Lila 9.41. Bharat Bhumite Haila Manushya Janma Yar Janma Sarthak Kari Kara Parapakar. One who has taken his birth as a human being in the land of India, Bharatvarsh, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all other people. There are many facilities in India, Bharatvarsh, for executing devotional service. In Bharatvarsh, all the acharyas contributed their experience, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appeared to teach the people of Bharatvarsh how to progress in spiritual life and be fixed in devotional service to the Lord. From all points of view, Bharatvarsh is a special land where one can very easily understand the process of devotional service and adapt it to make his life successful. If one makes his life successful in devotional service and then preaches devotional service in other parts of the world, people throughout the world will actually benefit. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rup Kadam Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kant Radha Kant Namastate Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishvanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advait Gadadha Sivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So very profound and sublime prayers by demigods. They are praying that how wonderful is the human form of life, human birth in the land of Bharatvarsha. Why? Because there, as soon as you born, you get to practice eternal religion, which is Krishna consciousness. Before conceiving child, father, mother, they go through austerity of chanting holy name and some other ritualistic ceremony to conceive Krishna conscious child who can be a great devotee of the Lord. And when birth takes place, so much charity, so much ritualistic performances, sanskar, 12 different sanskar annaprast, and then vivaha and education. When he goes to school, when he graduates, when he marries, etc. Antyeshti sanskara. There are different process for purifying or to put some culture into living entity. And then in Bharatvarsha does not mean limited India that we see nowadays. Bharatvarsha used to be quite a long stretch of land, including Europe and other parts of the world. This is at the foothill of Mount Meru, a mount of gold at the foothill. I think it is on the eastern side of the foothill of Mount Meru. This tract of land is there. So this Bharatvarsha is very, very auspicious land. Very auspicious. Why? Because there is, beginning with Varnasram, Dharma, Varna and Asram, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. So this Varnasram Dharma meant to gradually bring human being ultimately to renounce this material world and enter into spiritual world by progressive advancement in Krishna consciousness. So there is Varnasram system in India. Even today, it may not be perfect, or it may not be perfect as used to be, but it is there. Even in my village, if you go today, there is a division of Varna and Ashram. This cordon, only Malechas will live, Muslims and meat eaters. And on one corner, only Vaishyas, agriculture, farming, no other business. And in another corner, only Brahmins will live, are living, Brahmins only. And then Sudras outskirt of the village, Brahman, Kshatriya. Kshatriya, they live far distance because they rule and they cannot leave every village. So Kshatriyas, administrator class and fighting class. So Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Malechas, meat eaters and others. So, and it is, you can find this in almost every village. And even government law is such that Muslims should have their own area to live in. They should not live everywhere and anywhere. Of course, modern days, high-rise apartment buildings coming up, and it is now mixture. But village side, you can find this even today, because it is set up from time immemorial. So it is still going on. So Varnasram, living entity, as soon as he is born, he contacts Varnasram Dharma. Gradually, progressing towards Krishna consciousness. Varnasram is not all in all, as we have seen in conversation between Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The ultimate goal of life is not following stringent laws of Varnasram system. The ultimate goal is to reawaken our pure love for Krishna through chanting the holy name. That's ultimate, and the level of that love is also described. That's a goal. But at least there is a sanity, piety, organized way of higher class to lower class to higher class. And class is not according to birth, according to one's swabhava, according to one's nature, according to one's work that he performs, varnasram. So this is necessary, varnasram. And from varnasram we can come to the highest perfection, which is Krishna consciousness. Sisi pancha tattva ki jai. If we practice varnasram, then that gives us the very foundation of executing our pure Krishna consciousness. But if we are not even trained properly in varnasram, one cannot come to the highest level of Krishna consciousness. Of course, Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya has given us a kind of speedy process. We can avoid varnasram if we follow Prabhupada very strictly. We don't have to follow. We can immediately come to the transcendental platform, Vaishnava platform. So, all demigods are thinking how fortunate these inhabitants of Bharatvarsha are. Right from the childhood, they are getting opportunity to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead through austerities. So, austerity is the wealth of Brahman. In India, right from the childhood, you will train to be austere, because there is nothing. There used to be nothing. Now there is all gadgets. Everything is there. In our time, there was nothing. No electricity, no, just a radio. Maximum sense gratification was radio. Filmy song. But now there is TVs and internets. Every village has internet now. The cows are sold to shelter houses, cows and bulls, because tractors, you cannot find cows and bulls auction in village. Our time, no tractors. Absolutely no tractors. So many auctions, so many cows, buffaloes, so much milk, so much ghee, so much of fire yagya, and so much of temple services, temple festivals. Whole village would have festival, one after another. And ratha means those Kartik Vrata and Sravan Vrata and so many austere fasting program, Ekadasi on top, every 15 days Everybody would observe Ekadasi, even the child. This is like 70 years ago we are talking about. But now it's pretty much gone. Pretty much gone. So this is why demigods are praying that in Bharatvarsa, automatically one put into the life of austerity. Very little to eat, very little to wear, very little entertainment. Entertainment was hearing Mahabharata and Ramayana. Yeah, people will come from far distance and they would enact Mahabharata, Ramayana and recite kathas. This was the entertainment, Mahabharata and Ramayana. Very nice culture. But now it's gone. So austerity, life of austerity, you have nothing. You have nothing to gratify your senses. Even the society was organized in such a way that a woman would be protected, a girl from childhood to get married, she would be protected by father. She would be every minute under watch by mother. So if you are lusty in your village, you will be very much looked down upon. Very much. That one should be celibate. Celibacy is preached throughout village up to the age of marriage. And girls school, boys schools, separate. No mixed education. So many things. Austerity is all austerity. About austerity. You would have to go behind the ox, cultivate, farm, produce, production. No time for Maya. No time. No time for Maya. Morning, temple. You come back from the farm work. Evening, again temple. It's almost like compulsory. You have to go to temple morning and evening. Practice Krishna consciousness. Life of austerity. Now austerity everywhere, all over the world is zero. All machines and all artificial intelligence producing car, petrol will run away, producing electricity, electricity will run away, producing atomic energy will run away, and so many material advancement, material facilities. The human being will become like a robot. He will be in the bedroom lying all the time and pushing buttons for the food, pushing button for entertainment, pushing button for massage, pushing button for everything. No austerity. No Krishna consciousness. This is demigod life in heaven. In heaven, pushing button, everything is available very easily. Especially woman and wine, somras, and then woman, all apsara, beautiful woman. Beautiful. In this part of the world, nice, beautiful women. Yes, tall, slim, and nice. So those kind of apsaras, beautiful. And each and every woman, girls over there would be more beautiful than other. Apsara. nice parks to enjoy, very beautiful parks, and long duration of life, hundreds of years, hundreds and hundreds of years, long duration of life, very handsome, beautiful, no disease, you hardly have any disease there. It is a life of almost immortality. Long duration of life. That's why heaven is called Amarapuri. Amarapuri means Amar. Demigods, they have long, long duration of life. And that's why they are called immortal. They have a death, but long duration of life. Immortal. Beautiful parks, beautiful somras, so you become intoxicated and enjoy the woman's. So honey, money, and full sense gratification, very easy to forget Krishna. And demigods, they forget Krishna. And that's why they are saying, better short duration of life, 100 years in Bharatvarsha, perform austerity, no this woman, no wine. It was illegal. Even today in certain provinces in India, drinking liquor is illegal. Selling liquor is illegal. Gujarat, illegal. No liquor. Of course there are legal liquor shops and illegally everything is going on. I wouldn't say that it is not there. It is pretty much there. But at least government hasn't promoted it. Liquor control board and so many. At least it is not obvious in society. Liquor shops and somebody is drinking and on the street and it's not there. Anyone nowadays, cow protection is pretty much encouraged by government, UP government. There is a chief minister is Brahmachari, Yogi. Yogi Brahmachari, chief minister. He wears saffron like you. And seven hair and sikha and he's a chief minister. Chief minister means chief of a state. He's the topmost person in the state. Chief minister, king. So immediately he came, all rogues subsided. They went in their caves. No slaughterhouses, no cows transported, meat transportation. Everything immediately stopped. They are very, very afraid of him. Very afraid.
And he works with the cows for hours.
He works with?
He keeps the cows and
he works. Yeah. He keeps the cow himself and he serves the cows. So, this culture, demigod is envious that beautiful, because it's austerity, life in India is an austere country, even today. To earn 1 buck over there is, you have to pull your teeth, you have to become donkey almost. Very difficult. So it's a life of austerity. And with this culture, Vedic culture. That's why Brahma in one Gujarati song, which is composed by Vaishnava poet Narsi Mehta, he says, Bhutada Bhakti Padaratha Motu Brahma Lokama Nahire. He says that on earth planet, the bhakti is the topmost commodity which is not found in Brahmaloka. Bhutala bhakti padaratha motu Brahmaloka manahire. पुण्य करी अमरापुरी पामे अंत्य 84 माई रे एंड बाय परफॉर्मिंग पाइटी यू कैन अटेन स्वर्ग लोका बट व्हेन द पाइटी इज फिनिश अगेन यू हैव टू कम टू द अर्थली प्लैनेट एंड देन ही सेज भरत खंड भूतल मारे जनमी जेने गोविंद ना गुण गाया रे धन धन एना माता पिता ने सफल करी एने काया रे सेज दोज हु हैव टेकन बर्थ इन भारत खंड भरत खंड पार्ट ऑफ जम्बुदीत भरत खंड भूतल मा जन्मी भूतल ऑन अर्थ प्लैनेट गोविंद ना गुण गाया रे एंड दे आर glorifying Lord Govinda. Dhana dhana na matapi. All glories to his parents. He made his life successful. Because there is all facility to practice Krishna consciousness. Austerity, very little eating, very little sense gratification, work for the food, and culture, morning, evening. Facility. For you are forced to practice Krishna consciousness. You are forced. And society pressure is so much that you have to practice Krishna consciousness. If somebody is rogue, is very much looked down upon. He will be like outcast. He will be... I have seen many in our time when I was a child, people will be outcast. If they don't behave properly, then they will be kicked out of the society. If society may be society of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Grahastha, but they would be expelled from the society because they are not behaving. So much pressure to practice religious principles. भरत खंड भूतोड मा जनमी जने गोविंद ना गुण गाया रे धन धन एना माता पिता ने ऑल ग्लोरीज टू हिज पेरेंट्स सफर कर एने काया रे हरिना जन तो मुक्ति न मागे मागे जनमो जनम अवतार रे नित सेवा नित कीर्तन अच्छव निरखवा नंद कुमार रे द डिवोटीज दे डोंट एस्पायर for liberation. What they aspire is birth after birth. They want to serve Lord Govinda. Harina janato mukti na mage. Mage janama janama utar. They want to take birth in Bharatvarsha. Mage janama janama utarare. Why they want to be born in Bharatvarsha? Nitya seva. Of Hari, Nitya Seva, Nitya Kirtan, always Kirtan, and Nirakava Nanda Kumarare, to behold the Nanda Nandan, Krishna. That's why they want to take birth in Bharata Varsha. And then he says, Dhana Vrindavan, Dhanaya Leela, Dhanaya Vrajana Vasire. अष्टमहासिद्धि आंगणीय रे ओभी मुक्ति छे अमनी दासी रे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू वृंदावन धाम ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द इनहैबिटेंट्स ऑफ वृंदावन धाम व्हाई बिकॉज अष्टमहासिद्धि आंगणीय रे ओभी ऑल एट सिद्धिज दे स्टैंड एट द डोर स्टेप ऑफ वृंदावन वासी व्रजवासीज हाउ कैन आई सर्व यू एंड मुक्ति is their maid servant. All glories to Vrindavan Vrajavasis. And then he says, E rasa no swad bhakti rash, Krishna's transcendental devotional service, that ras means mellow, that mellow. E rasa no swad sankar jane, mellow of transcendental devotional service to Krishna, Lord Shiva, he knows. Sukadeva Goswami knows, and gopis, they know what is that transcendental mellow of loving Krishna. E rasano swada sankara jane, jane sukha jogire, kayeka jane gopa, brajanire gopi, bane narsaya bhogire. So this bhakti rush is very readily available in Bharatvarsha. And that's why Bharatvarsha is glorious, that you will be automatically forced to perform austerities, you will be automatically forced into Varnasram, and aim of Varnasram is Sam Siddhi Haritoshanam, to satisfy Lord Hari. And automatically you contact devotional service to Krishna. That's why it is very glorious to take birth in Bharatvarsha. So demigods are lined up to take birth now in ISKCON. They are lined up to take birth in ISKCON, because ISKCON is the way to go. Prabhupada used to say, demigods, all demigods are lined up to take birth in ISKCON. Of course, Prabhupada's time, ISKCON was very pure and very, very enthusiastic and very much Krishna conscious. And now also our temples are like that, very much like that. So Prabhupada says the demigods are lined up to take birth in ISKCON, because right from childhood, introduction to Krishna, introduction to bhakti, practicing bhakti, gurukul, and then preach. Prabhupada says in the last sentence in the purport that Bharata Bhumiti Manushya Janma Hilajar Janma Sartha Kari Karo Parupkar, that one should take birth in Krishna consciousness in ISKCON, and he should perfect his life by practicing pure devotional service to Krishna. Then he becomes totally, totally fortunate. And then he should go out and make others fortunate. Preach. So if one makes his life successful in devotional service and then preaches devotional service in other parts of the world, people throughout the world will actually benefit. So that is the real life. Real life. Preaching. It is so blissful. Very blissful life. Preaching life. Practicing Krishna consciousness. Very beautiful. So, we should be very, very careful not to waste our single moment of our time. Yesterday I went to see Mahabalaram, old man who practiced Krishna consciousness for long, long time. Devotee, Chandramouli Maharaj, His Holiness, his disciple. He has lost his consciousness lying in a hospices. But whatever happens to him doesn't matter. When we chant Hare Krishna, he said Hare Krishna. He has no consciousness. Half is paralyzed. But when you chant Hare Krishna, smiling, and immediately bliss comes to him. So at the end of the life, we may wind up in so many different situations, but we should practice now or never. Practice, it is so blissful. Krishna conscious life is total bliss. That's what I experience so far for last 44 some years. Nothing but bliss. Intoxication. Total intoxication. Nice prasad. This temple has beautiful prasad all the time. And nice ice cream. Priya. in total intoxication in kirtan and festivals. What else we need? It's a total bliss, life of blissful. So demigods, they are praying, let me take birth in ISKCON. And Prabhupada said that statement, so it has to be true. So, right on dot 9 o'clock, I'm supposed to stop 15 minutes before. But I went over. Any question? Any question?
So how to, on the daily basis, because we are so much exposed to all these practices, how to keep this in mind, to always be aware of this unique opportunity that we have?
Well, one thing is we should always think that we are spirit soul, then we are, as a spirit soul, suffering, implicated suffering on us. We are by nature blissful, Satchidananda, blissful, but Maya has taken over us, the witch called Maya. So we have to remind ourselves that if we don't take up Krishna consciousness, Maya will come and drag us into suffering condition, which I don't want. I want bliss. We should pray to deity, our spiritual master, devotees, please save me from this Maya, illusion, darkness. We suffer in Maya. So we have to remind ourselves all the time, if I don't practice Krishna consciousness, Maya will take over me and will make me her servant, such a way that I'll forget everything. Servant of woman, wine, and sense gratification. For man, it is very, very much alluring, that attraction. We can marry, that's not a outside of ISKCON or religious principles and regulated sense gratification. But ultimately we should remind ourselves, this is not it. Ultimately, Krishna's transcendental devotional service, practicing. That is the bliss. So we have to remind ourselves all the time. Sarira vidya jal, jadindriya tahikal, jive phele vishaya shagare, tar madhya jivayati, lobha mohi sururmati, take jeta kathina sansare, krishna bodo dayamai, karibare jivajai, sva prasadan dilobai, sehi namrta pav, radha krishna gunaga. This is a life. Sarira is, the body is network of nisayans, and we have to use this body for Krishna and not Maya. Then bliss will come ultimately. So much sense gratification is produced by materialists in this day and age that our senses are pulled every minute towards sense gratification. And we indulge in sense gratification and Maya just slap. Japoti adare. Again we come to the senses. Again slap. Again come to the senses. And again slap. So a sane man will understand this Krishna consciousness. Let me give one life to Krishna. Prabhupada says, let me give this one life. And if we give one life, then all other lives will be blissful. But we say, no, let me enjoy this life, sense gratification. The next life I'll do. And next life never comes. Because you are in deep, dark cave of Maya, where you don't see sun. So we have to become serious and think that I am suffering. Birth, death, old age and disease. We forget. We have to constantly remind ourselves. Any other question? Any other question? Comment?
Too many times we forget the unique opportunity we have. Sorry. Coming with Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara like that, they're really fortunate. But so many times we forget this, as you mentioned, we forget those other, really unfortunate for that. Thank you for reminding us. Please keep reminding us again and again. We have this yet.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Ananta Prabhu ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Panchatattva ki. Aap sab Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki. Rantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Gaur Premanandi. Hare Krishna. Prasadam ki.